Hey guys, welcome to the show. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And we don't have a Jenny.
No, we don't, but I'm here to fill in for her.
Okay, so maybe we should... Today we won't call it 판지 Jenny 告诉你, we'll call it Lovely Lisa 告诉你.
Sure, why not?
All right, so today we have a really great topic, one that a lot of you guys have been asking about, and that is how to naturally end a conversation.
Yeah, because sometimes you need to go or you're maybe tired of the conversation, so you want to end it.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes the conversation is just a little awkward.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, but trying to get out of the conversation or leave the conversation can also be awkward.
Yes, but what is the difference between awkward and embarrassing?
That is a great question. Okay, so a lot of you guys are always asking us, 尴尬英语怎么说? And we always say awkward. And then you say, awkward 和 embarrassing 有区别吗? And we say, yes.
Yeah, so when it's awkward, it's uncomfortable. But when it's embarrassing, well, your face goes red.
Right. I mean, I often think like something that's embarrassing is if I'm in the elevator and I fart.
Yes, something like that. Or, you know, you walked out of the washroom and you have toilet paper on your foot.
Right. And I walked out of the ladies' washroom too, right? Like it's very, very embarrassing.
Yeah, but awkward, like we said, is something uncomfortable. So you could have an awkward silence.
Right, yeah. And a lot of people are really afraid of awkward silences, right? They feel like, I must say something, I must say something. I don't know, sometimes just let the silence be.
Yeah, and sometimes the conversation is awkward because you have an awkward topic.
Oh, yeah, like asking your parents where babies come from. That could be awkward.
Yeah, or, you know, personal questions are often awkward.
Right, and another thing that is often awkward is not really a thing, but a person.
Because sometimes people are not very good at socializing, you know, or maybe sometimes it's related to the language level.
Right, exactly, exactly. Okay, well, what we want to do today is basically two things. We want to talk about how to end conversations naturally. And of course, because we're talking about language, we want to give you guys some cool things, natural things to say. But first, we should probably talk about things you can do.
Yeah, so you could start by making future plans.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If Adam keeps talking to Lisa, she could maybe say, hey, maybe we should have coffee sometime.
Yeah, or, you know, we should really meet up sometime.
Right. Now, the key or the most important thing is to not say when.
Yes, sometime.
Sometime.
Someday in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Adam was really paying attention to Lisa and what she was doing as she was saying that, he might want to watch her body language.
Yes, because often when people want to leave a conversation, they start looking, let's say, a little busy.
Yeah, you might look at your watch. I always find sometimes I move my body away, like maybe turn my body away from the person, but they don't see, they don't understand that, you know, my body has turned maybe 90 degrees and they're still talking.
Yeah, I mean, another way is to stop making eye contact.
Okay, so I'm looking at my watch, I'm looking around the room, I'm looking at my feet.
Yes, now if they don't get this, then you can wait for a lull.
Okay, a lull. This is a fun little word, lull.
Yeah, it's a kind of a break in the conversation.
Mm-hmm, right, exactly, because every conversation kind of goes up, and maybe you're laughing, ha ha ha, or it's very interesting, and then it might go down,
right.
Too.
Exactly. And at this point, you know, you could say, well, you know, it's been great.
Yeah, exactly, and that leads us into our next section, which is basically about things that you can say at this point. You've waited for that lull, and now you have the perfect opportunity to naturally end this conversation. Here, you're going to have two very good friends.
Well, and anyway.
Yep. Well, anyway.
Great way to stop a conversation. Now, you could also say anyways, and there isn't much of a difference.
There's no real difference, right? Exactly. Well, anyways, and then after anyways or after anyway or well, you could say something like, it was nice talking to you.
Or, it's been nice talking to you.
Ooh, okay. So I can already see a few questions popping up about this one. What's the difference? It was nice or it's been nice?
Well, both of them we can use at the end of the conversation. But it was nice talking to you can be used, let's say, 2 hours after the conversation has happened.
Right. Or even maybe I'm telling my friend that I saw Lisa earlier. It was nice talking to her.
Exactly. Okay, but what about it is nice talking to you?
Yeah, you wouldn't say it is nice because that actually might show me that you want to continue. Like, it's nice talking to you.
Yeah, I want to stay here for 3 more hours.
Why would we ever leave? Now, of course, I actually just heard someone outside of the recording studio say to their friend, nice talking to you. They didn't even say it was or it's been. And that's just because we're lazy sometimes.
Yeah, so that's one way you can keep it short and sweet.
Okay, another great one is, I've got to get going.
Okay, so get going means I should, you know, start leaving,
mm-hmm,
I guess.
Right, get going. Let's get going. Come on, guys. We're going to be late. Let's get going. Now, this one might seem strange because it has both got and get in it. Got, get, and go. They're all together.
Yeah, try to remember get going as a chunk.
It's a chunk, exactly. And really, even I've got could be I have to, right? I have to get going.
That's right. Okay, well, that's very similar to the next one as well, right?
Mm.
Well, I should probably be going.
Okay, so here, don't worry about the verbs or the tenses. The meaning is exactly the same.
Yeah, and I could even say, well, I should probably get going.
Hmm, exactly. Now, one thing that my dad always says on the phone every single time we talk is, well, I should probably let you go.
Yeah, I like this one because it's more polite, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you're a busy person.
Right,
you know?
Right. I should let you do what you need to do. Even though the truth is, I'm sure he wants to say, well, I've got to get going.
Yeah, I'm done here.
I'm done talking to you, but I should probably let you go.
Yeah, you can also imagine like someone on the street, right? Mm-hmm. You've stopped them for a little while for a chat, right? And at the end, you can say, I should probably let you go.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, guys, well, we hope that you have learned some very useful, very natural phrases that you can use to politely end a conversation. There is one last one that we should mention because, you know, sometimes the other person just doesn't understand, right? You've said, oh, it was nice talking to you, and they just continue, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you know, I've got to get going. Oh, blah, 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 blah. So there's one, we could call it almost like the nuclear option here.
Yeah, nature calls.
Nature calls. Okay, now a lot of you guys have had fun with this in the past. It basically means I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and you know what? 9 times out of 10, the person will let you go.
Right, exactly. And I think one of the reasons for that, and maybe we can use this to tie a nice bow around this show, is that talking about the bathroom is very awkward.
Yes, right? So everyone wants to just let you go after that.
So it's funny. That's the way that you can politely end a conversation is actually to be very awkward. We should say one thing about this phrase. I have heard a few of my friends use it a little incorrectly. It's nature calls. It's not nature is call, nature does call, just nature calls.
Yeah, and you can combine it with other sentences. Like, it's been really nice talking to you, but nature calls.
Nature calls, exactly. Okay, guys, well, thank you so much for listening today. We want to know if you have any other suggestions on how to naturally end a conversation.
Yeah, let us know what phrases you use most often.
We also know that you love Jenny and you miss Jenny, so if you want to leave a We Love Jenny comment, that's okay too.
Okay, well guys, I should probably let you go.
Oh yeah, I should probably be going too. Until next time.
See you then.